We are back at the Byron Colby Barn. You can keep tuning your instruments. That's okay. I'm Andrew Patner, your host today for Music from Prairie Crossing, early music from the Byron Colby Barn that we bring you every month or so, thanks to the good people of Prairie Crossing. And today we are hearing music for gracious living indeed, with the artists of Ars Antigua. Before we bring you the last major piece of our program today, where everybody's going to get to play, and we hear from the artistic director of Ars Antigua, Jerry Fuller, I want to tell you about a couple other things coming up at Prairie Crossing. Stan Rosenberg, who puts all the events together out here at the barn, has a day for you on Saturday the 15th. You can have, I think he said, complete vertical integration, because at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, accelerated dating is going to take place here. I guess if you want it to take place. It's not involuntary. But you'll come here and have a chance within 10 minutes to perhaps meet somebody that you would like to meet, or you would like to have meet you. And if all goes well, you can come back at 8 o'clock on Saturday the 15th, the half-day bluegrass band. Five bluegrass musicians from around the Chicago area united in a passion for bringing the music of Bill Monroe, Flatten Scruggs, the Stanley Brothers, and others to life for the current generation. So that is in addition to the marvelous early music series that you have that comes to you again over WFMT as well in March, and here at the barn also with the Bel Sonore Chamber Ensemble in April. Information about all of those Prairie Crossing Byron Colby Barn events available from Stan Rosenberg, 847-543-1202. Well, the man who has put this concert together for Stan Rosenberg, Prairie Crossing, and us is the artistic director, the artistic director of Ars Antigua, Jerry Fuller. You have heard Jerry on this series playing with other groups, and you hear him around town both on the violone and on the double bass. And let's hear from Jerry himself about today's program, these artists, how he put them together, and also about the piece that we're going to hear by the perfectly named for an unknown composer, Charles Baton. Mr. Baton is one of those unfortunates who has both a circa before his birth date and his death date. You have to feel for a fellow like that. No one noticed him coming and no one noticed him leaving, but they noticed he was gone.
But what he did while he was here was great.
Jerry, take it away.
Thank you so much, Aaron. I like that accelerated dating idea. In fact, my only regret about this afternoon, this wonderful concert, is that more French Baroque composers didn't meet more double bass players. I mean, and so I only get to play in the last piece here, so we should have done something about that. I want to say thank you to the entire Prairie Crossing community, to the Ranney family, Stan Rosenberg, Joel Spears, certainly Andrew Patner, and this wonderful audience. I want to say thank you very much. I also want to mention our next concert of Ars Antigua will take place on Saturday, March 8th at 2 p.m. in Quigley Chapel, which is at the corner of Rush and Pearson in Chicago. It's a free one-hour concert, and it will feature Scottish music. And it turns out that the cellist you just heard is a Scottish Baroque music scholar and has done wonderful research, has unearthed wonderful, wonderful music for us to play from Scotland in the 18th century. So I hope you all can make that. Anita Miller-Reeder will be playing, as will Andrew Fradel. For more information, please call 312-415-2391. And for our last piece, it is by, as we know now, Charles Baton, who was a hurdy-gurdy specialist to the court of Louis XV. This is something that every double bass player envies very much. So you will now hear Charles Baton, the hurdy-gurdy specialist to the king.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ars Antiqua, Robert Green, hurdy-gurdy, Anita Reeder, flute, Chase Morrison, violoncello, Jerry Fuller, double bass, Lee Chapman, guitar, and Andrew Fradel, harpsichord, all joining forces for the suite number 6 in G major of Charles Baton, circa 1700 to circa 1760. After a gracious start, we heard minuets, gavottes, follettes, a mignon, and a very appropriately titled piece for movement for today's gathering, Le Sans Souci, Without Worries, Without Cares, and we have certainly been without those here at Prairie Crossing in the Byron Colby Barn this afternoon. Before we say goodbye to you, though, I think, Jerry, that the members of Ars Antiqua will grace us graciously on this gracious music concert with an encore. True? False? Yes? What are we going to hear?
We're going to play another one of these anonymous pieces. I should say that these pieces are essentially the closest thing to contemporary pop music. They're 18th century pop music, and we took these tunes out of a hurdy-gurdy method and arranged them for guitar and hurdy-gurdy. And the piece that we're going to play, it's a very famous one called the Dunkirk Carillon. Dunkirk's a town on the coast of France, and it has some bell imitations, and we're going to combine it with a cotillon to make a little suite out of it. And before we do that, I'm going to try once more to tune.